For every one fatality that we have on Ireland's roads, we have between 10 and 20 serious injuries that require hospitalisation. Now, they don't grab the headlines and they're not seen by the general public. The people who see these injuries are the people who are afflicted themselves, who may be in hospital for days, weeks, months or years, and their immediate family, their parents, their loved ones, who have to care for them in the recuperation. And it may be a short period of time of recuperation, some broken limbs, or it could be a lifelong care package that they have to provide to an injured person who has suffered, for example, a spinal injury or a brain injury during a collision. Those folk whose lives are altered forever and whose families have changed their trajectories forever, they don't get into our headlines yet. They are the hidden victims of what's happening on Irish roads. As we approach a collision site, what we want to hear are some voices, some people talking. The dead, sadly, they are, they're very, very silent indeed. The dead are very silent. We need to talk as we approach the collision, the injured, especially those who are trapped. People who are trapped inside the vehicle, either mechanically or medically, I've got about a 400% increased risk of serious catastrophic injuries. So as one approaches a collision, people who have been able to self-extricate or who have been taken out of the vehicle, we tend to go past them while eyeballing for life-threatening injuries. Our focus is initially entirely upon those trapped individuals inside. And we're going to assess them then for catastrophic bleeding. We're going to seek to stop that. We're going to assess them for airway obstruction, and up to 40% of people who die in or come to serious injury have an obstructed airway, which can be relatively easily opened up. We're looking for people who have breathing difficulty, crushed ribs or open wounds in their chest. We're looking for people who have got circulatory problems or are losing blood internally into their chest, their abdomen, their pelvis or their lung bones. I'm going to seek to remediate that. If they have none of those issues, then we're seeking to deal with their pain issues and be humane towards them as the emergency services, the fire rescue service, the ambulance service and the Garda Síochána seek to extricate them safely from their vehicle and start their transport into the healthcare journey that they may be on for, as I said, days, weeks, months, or indeed for the rest of their lives if they have suffered a life-changing brain or spinal injury.
There are many contributory factors to collisions, but the two key words here to put into people's minds, I suppose, ahead of this bank holiday weekend are driver behaviour.
It's absolutely true. These collisions are not accidents, they're not the acts of God, they're the acts of human beings. And human beings, in general, are not willful, evil or psychopathic. Nobody goes out to start to be involved in a collision and cause harm. And those human behaviour issues are a source of despair, because we despair, we see things on the roads every day where people take increased risk-taking behaviours, especially at the holiday weekend, where the holiday mode has turned off our paranoid switch inside our brain. It has reduced our wariness and has reduced our anxiety on the road. But the delays that we're meeting as we're travelling to our destination make us more frustrated, make us feel under more pressure, and we risk more on the road, and that can have an unwarranted outcome. So it is a source of despair that is primarily human behaviour. But you know, there's a great sense of hope can come with that, because for absolutely zero money, each one of us can be 10% better today, tomorrow, and all over the weekend. Each one of us can increase our distance between the car in front, and remember the 2-second rule. As we're pulling out of junctions, we could remember, just think once, think twice, think bike. Just do not pull out. If you can see a car coming, don't pull out in front of them. We can think about our junction etiquette and make it 10% better. As we enter corners and bends, we can use limit point driving and always be at the correct speed for any corner or bend that we go into. This weekend, we can all become defensive. We can scan ahead and see what problem could lie ahead and take the appropriate action before we're at it. And the final thing we can do is we can stay calm, no matter what silly thing happens on the road. As a driver, we're sitting in a loaded weapon. We just have to stay calm, no matter what happens. And as a driver, we're responsible not just for ourselves, we're responsible for our passengers. So, listen, let's get all the seatbelts on everybody in the car. Let's double, treble and quadruple check the children's seats, because up to 47% of those children's seats have actually come loose. They're not fitted properly. So before we move anywhere, let's get that child seat sorted out. Let's dial down the distractions inside the vehicle. If I had my way, I'd take every touchscreen out of every car in the country. It demands that you take your eyes off the road. Let's go back to the old buttons and knobs. Let's leave our phones off, or arrange on our phones that it just won't ring until we get to the end of our journey. Let's not drive when we're overtired. Let's not drive if we've got drink or drug on board. Let's not expose ourselves to that risk. And the final thing, especially as we get free of the traffic snarls and the traffic jams or we're out on the open road, listen, just watch your speed. The speed limit is not a target, it's an absolute limit. Please, 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 on a greasy road, if there's been rain after that long dry patch dry spell we've had, that road is going to be greasy. Watch out for the overgrown hedgerows. So let's moderate our speed for the conditions that we're in. We're not trying to hit the 80 that's on that sign on the side of the road. Let's drive appropriately at the speed that's appropriate for that particular road conditions. And you know what? If we do all those things, there's a reasonably good chance that you and me, our families and the people who are listening, we'll get to the end of the weekend with our families intact and unharmed on the roads. And without speaking about any particular collision or adverse incident that we can see, can we all just offer our sympathies and condolences to all those who have been bereaved and injured on the roads over the last number of years? And especially, can we just offer our prayers and our thoughts for those people who don't know yet, those people who haven't been bereaved this weekend? Because unless we change our behaviours, unless we sort ourselves out on the road, there's a very good chance we're going to get to Tuesday morning with another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people dead on Ireland's roads. We're a tiny country. We could all drive a little bit better. Let's do that. Let's all be 10% better for the weekend. And let's get to Tuesday morning and have no road deaths in Ireland, no road deaths in Donegal. Let's have a really boring weekend.